It's what Ukraine wants and Russia fears. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In an hour, President Biden may detail the plan for the U.S. to send Abrams tanks to Ukraine, and Germany's going to send Leopard tanks.
Russia today is warning Washington that if it were to send in American tanks to Ukraine, that they would, quote, burn. But that's a threat that we've heard before, highlighting really just how much these tensions are currently boiling over into the 11th month of this war. Russian forces today are doubling down in the brutal battle out east. Ukrainian forces today are pulling out of Soledar in an effort to save more lives there.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. The Biden administration is being sued again by Republican-led states, 20 of them, trying to block a new policy that will let 30,000 migrants come to the U.S. directly each month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tells Fox.
From the moment Biden took office, he started breaking down all security at the border and, in addition, started building unlawful programs to circumvent the normal visa and timeline process.
A police officer is in a Minnesota hospital, stable after needing surgery following a late-night shooting in White Bear Lake in the Minneapolis area. The shots were fired while officers were trying to arrest a suspect in a domestic violence case. He gave himself up later when a police robot shot gas into his apartment. A California man's due in court today to face 7 murder charges in Monday's double shooting in San Mateo County.
All of the evidence we have points to this being the instance of workplace violence.
Sheriff Christina Corpus. There is a new study of mass shootings from 2016 to 2020.
The U.S. Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center is asking communities to take action, such as intervening when warning signs of violence are noticed. It also encourages businesses and schools to look into strategies that would resolve interpersonal grievances and also implement workplace violence prevention plans.
That's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A U.S. attorney in Tennessee says he's working with the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, opening a federal investigation into the death of a black man after a violent arrest in Memphis back on January 7th. 5 now ex-cops, who are also black and were fired earlier this month, had pulled over Tyree Nichols, and then after he ran from the traffic stop, his family's attorney says body cam footage shows Nichols was battered and treated like a human pinata. He died 3 days later. Jury selection continues in South Carolina today to put disgraced lawyer Alex Murdaugh on trial, charged with murdering his wife and son.
Pretrial motions in the double murder case shed clues on what attorneys on both sides will argue before the jury. Prosecutors suggest the now disbarred attorney was confronted by his law firm on multiple financial crimes and that Murdaugh killed his wife Maggie and their son Paul that night to create a distraction. But lead defense attorney Dick Harpootlian argues there's no evidence of conflict within the family. Prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty for the June 2021 murders. If convicted, Murdaugh would face a maximum of life in prison without parole. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
If you Google Google today, you'll probably see this.
Google is pushing back against accusations by the Department of Justice, calling them without merit, saying it will defend itself vigorously a day after the government joined 8 states in suing the tech giant for alleged abuses in its dominance in the digital ad market. Google, which depends on its ad business for about 80% of its revenue, saying the government's flawed argument would slow innovation, raise ad fees, and make it harder for thousands of small business and publishers to grow. An earlier DOJ suit against Google accuses it of illegally maintaining a search monopoly. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are selling off. The Dow's down 360 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.